This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I cannot wait for Halloween. I love Halloween. One of my favorite holidays ever. One of my favorite, and not because the kids run around. It's actually dangerous, one of the most dangerous holidays. But as an adult, you can have a lot of fun. And most adults don't take advantage of Halloween. I mean, maybe they'll go to a Halloween party and, you know, maybe they'll have some, you know, I don't know, that, you know, potion that's sitting there bubbling, you know, on the table and feel like they're, you know, joining in the festivities. But I really suggest, especially if you like taking pictures of yourself and having them posted on social media, to really have some fun with this. Now, I'll give you guys some creative Halloween costume ideas, but in the meantime, what is trending? So Google, apparently, Google learns so much about us by our search history. Even if you erase your search history, they know. So based on their search history, they have come up with the top 10 Halloween costumes. So the number one costume idea was Fortnite. Fortnite is this popular video game that's out there now. Then Spider-Man came in number two. A unicorn came in number three. Dinosaur, that's interesting. Four. Witch, number five. Harley Quinn, number six. Girls like that one because you could dress up really sexy. I'll tell you about that. For women who want to really dress up and look sexy but they can't, they use Halloween to do that. Superhero, not really sure which superhero. Pirate. You don't really see a lot of people do pirates, especially since Pirates of the Caribbean. Well, we did have another Pirates of the Caribbean that came out. I haven't watched it yet. A rabbit. And then princess. Now, I find that very odd because those really seem kind of 1980s, 90s-ish. They don't really seem, you know, where is Khaleesi from Game of Thrones? That's who I want to be for Halloween. Problem is the outfit is like way too expensive. And my hair is really blonde now, but it's not the white blonde it needs to be. So I'm still working on it, though. I don't know if I'm going to be done in time. But, you know, I think what I get from this Spider-Man, superhero, pirate, rabbit, is parents are panicking, going, oh, crap, I got to buy a costume, and I'll just put you in one. Well, I really like it when people get creative. And so I found this website. It's called BoredPanda.com. 15 of the most creative Halloween costumes ever. Now, you got to kind of see these, but I'll describe it. One is a little girl dressed as Little Red Riding Hood. And the dog, which looks like an Alaskan Malamute or a Husky, has a purple shower cap on, reading glasses, and a purple shirt. Looking like either the Big Bad Wolf or Grandma. I don't know, but it is so cute because the dog is in this picture. So don't forget to use your dogs. Now, another cute costume, although I think it's going to scare kids, is it's the raccoon from Guardians of the Galaxy. And it actually is a very, very well done. It's a little kid dressed up in this, and it's, I don't exactly know what to call it, but it looks really good. Now, this one is creative, okay? Parents want to go trick-or-treating with their kids. So one way you could do that is be your kid's shadow. So there's a little kid dressed up as Peter Pan, and the dad is the dad is completely in black, looking like his shadow. Very smart. This way he could follow him around. Then you have a apocalypse type thing. I don't really get the whole apocalypse. It looks like a bird skeleton. Not really sure what's going on with that. Now, this one I like. So remember Toy Story? You know those little army men? You had one holding a bazooka. You had another one holding a machine gun. Another one standing. And then they're all on these green, stands. So there are three guys dressed like that. Perfect color. They look like the little toy soldiers. Very, very cool. Then, this kid and his dad decided to swap and try to look like each other for Halloween. And so the kid dressed up as the dad, and the dad dressed up as the kid. And they did a really damn good job. I don't know if I could dress up as my mom. My mom's pretty hot, and I don't even think I could cut it, I don't think I could make it happen, even with makeup. Then this was interesting. It's not Benjamin Button, I don't think, but somebody took their little baby, dressed him up in a suit with a bow tie with big glasses, and the kid's bald, and has him with a little cane, and they made the baby. It was really, really cute. All right. This weatherman, there's a weatherman who, you know, with the green screen, these weather people, the meteorologists stand behind or in front of a green screen. So he put a skeleton in front of the green screen. So it looks like when he's on TV, he's just in a skeleton. That was really smart. Somebody else made a face mask that looked like his face. And then he has makeup looking like he tore his face off and you could see the teeth and the guts, etc. And that was, it's sick, but it looks pretty good. Another one is dressed up like a snake. Fabulous job. This one I like. Beauty with her little beast. Again, you got to get the dog. So the girl is dressed up like, I don't know if her name is Belle. I forget what Beauty and the Beast. And then the dog is in the outfit. It looks like a pug. And then has the hair of the mane and all that. So the dog is the beast. I think that's awesome. This is my favorite, though. Jon Snow from Game of Thrones. One guy dressed up as Jon Snow White for Halloween. I think that is brilliant. Then somebody else dressed up like a wooden doll. She drew wood on her. That was fantastic. And then I guess a dad put himself, I don't know what this dad is doing. There's like a gorilla carrying him around. I don't really know what that is. All right, 1-877, Doc Dolly, don't go around. Or don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon have choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Spain is going to overtake Japan's long-held position at the top of the world's life expectancy table by the year 2040. Spain, muy bien hecho. While the United States is going to fall in life expectancy. They say people in Spain will live for 85.8 years on average, marginally edging out lifespans in Japan at 85.7, Singapore 85.4, and Switzerland 85.2. The United States is dropping. It's going to take the biggest drop in ranking of all high-income countries, falling from 43rd in 2016 to 64th by 2040. Their average life expectancy, 79.8. And the U.S. is going to be overtaken by China. That's going to rise 29 places to 39th in the table. China's going up, maybe because they're cleaning up the air and dealing with pollution. U.S. going down. They say America's only going to live an average of 1.1 years longer on average in 2040 compared to 2016, well below the average global rise of 4.4 years over that same period. So Dr. Kyle Foreman, Director of Data Science at the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, says whether we see significant progress or stagnation depends on how well or poorly health systems address key health drivers. The future of the world's health is not preordained, and there is a wide range of plausible trajectories. Said the findings add to a study last month showing how, you know, the Mediterranean diet could help. Well, Spain has a pretty good diet. They eat a lot of vegetables, a lot of fish. They also do, according to CNN, which I hesitate on touting, they have tax-funded health care. Apparently, the World Health Organization ranks their healthcare system as the seventh best in the world. Portugal rising to the top 20. They got 3.6 years added to their life expectancy. So this study was published in the journal Lancet yesterday, and it looked at the data from the 2016 Global Burden of Diseases Project. And it generated predictions from 2017 to 2040. They say the impacts of diseases such as diabetes, HIV, AIDS, and cancers, as well as risk factors including diet and smoking rates, were taken into account. They say what they looked at, which could cause premature death, is high blood pressure, high body mass index, meaning us being fat, high blood sugar, tobacco use, and alcohol use. So, British, 83.3 years, Germans, 83.2, Australian, 84.1, Syria growing up to 78.6. So who's the top 10? Spain, Japan, Singapore, Switzerland, Portugal, Italy, Israel, France, Luxembourg, and Australia. So U.S. declining. Big thing that made us decline. Because remember, this is a numbers game where the accidental drug overdoses. We don't hear how many people died in 2017, but the 63,000 number keeps haunting us from the year 2016. Us losing 63,000 people due to drug overdoses messed up our overall life expectancy. And so our life expectancy is an average. They look at everybody and the age of when they die. And if you have a bunch of younger people, it starts to pull down the numbers. You would think life expectancy would be this. Let's look at all these older people. And of these older people, how long are they living to? And then let's average, like, you know, let's say you take 50 on up, age 50 on up. I would probably do something more like that, but that's not how they do it. They go from age 1 to, you know, so that if somebody, let's say, died as a kid, God forbid, or, you know, whatever, it skews the numbers. But I would say let's just start with older individuals and look at, not that 50's old, but, you know, we don't have as many people dropping dead of overdoses in their 50s like we do when they're younger. And then see if how long these people are living to. And if we see the average older person is living to 80, 90, whatever, come up with that number. But it doesn't work that way. Now, they also say obesity in adults is at its highest rate ever. Well, of course, because we stopped smoking. That's according to the National Center for Health Statistics. They say nearly 4 in every 10 adults and 18.5% children of the children in the U.S. are obese. Okay, so obesity in children. A lot of factors causing obesity, right? In terms of kids, they're just not playing outside. They're not working up a sweat. People now have asthma, they have food allergies, they're addicted to their computer, they're not exercising. But the one thing that's very, very interesting is even some of these heavy kids, they get skinny in their teenage years. When they start to roam and their hormones rise, you know. And then their metabolism goes up and they have great metabolism with puberty. They gain some weight and then a lot of them skinny up. But then they go back to their old ways, they get heavy again. The other thing, too, is, you know, back in the olden days, people would smoke. And again, I'm not pro-smoking. I'm not. But we keep on, you know, brushing under the rug that people like to put things in their mouth. And once we took cigarettes away, we now have people going towards vaping. And we got to do something with the vaping. People are going to go to marijuana. They're going to put something in their mouth. And since we're being told sugar's bad, sugar's bad, sugar's bad, how are we going to start chewing on pencils again? See, I used to always chew on pencils. Then I heard pencils are bad because you get lead poisoning. I'm like, I've got to chew on something. So then I would chew on gum. Well, you got in trouble in school for chewing gum. So then I would try to suck a Jolly Rancher. I got in trouble for that, too. So I didn't know what. Then I bit my nails. Some of us just are very orally fixated, where we just like to chew on things. When we get hungry, we put something in our mouth. I wasn't really big on Binkies and pacifiers as a baby. One of my kids was, though. He loves his Binky. Hey, we're little Binky. They little Binky. So cute. All right. So obesity rates are going up. We have other countries that are going to kick our butts. Now, unfortunately, African countries have usually been at the bottom of the rankings. But they are going to see lifespan rises. Unfortunately, some of them, like, their lifespan is only down to 57.3 years. They say Lesotho is at 45.3-year average life expectancy. So, obviously, the more highly industrialization, the better. But now, let's talk about healthcare. Let's look at these, top 10. Spain, Japan, Singapore, Switzerland, Portugal, Italy, Israel, France, Luxembourg, and Australia. Having government-run healthcare or government-subsidized, tax-subsidized healthcare, is that what we need to live longer? Well, this is what I want to know. In Spain, whose life expectancy is 85.8 years, is everybody putting money into the pot? Remember, in America, only about half of the country pays taxes. We're being told 50%. Actually pay taxes. Do you get away with that in Spain? I don't think so. I don't think you get away with that in Israel. Don't think you get away with that in Japan. And so if we don't have money coming in, we can't be putting money out. We're also very spoiled in America. Very spoiled. We want our tests now. You know, we've had a privatized system, and I've loved our privatized system, but we are not going to have people want to wait 3 months for an MRI. Look at what happened with HMOs. People hate HMOs. They made a comeback with Obamacare, but they hate HMOs. And let's go back to Obamacare. Did Obamacare, you know, we talk about the life expectancy dropping over the last few years. Did Obamacare have anything to do with it? Everybody who loved Obamacare would say, no. It expanded Medicaid, which is something I wanted. But the one thing I noticed, especially with me and my family and a bunch of people, is once our deductibles went up to multiple thousands a year, we just stopped going to the doctor. So I skipped my mammogram. So I skipped my pap smear. I skipped my colonoscopy. I started to skip things because of the deductible. It was just too much. And so you wonder if some people who did not, you know, live as long as they wanted to missed something because now the deductible's too high. They have to come up too much out of pocket, so they're not going to go to the doctor. Now, you would think our life expectancy would go up with Obamacare if it really gave people insurance. Looks like it didn't. But 63,000 deaths from overdoses, yeah, that did mess things up a little bit. But there's also something else at play. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump threatened to deploy the U.S. military and close down the southern border if Mexico doesn't stop the onslaught of Latin American migrants coming from its country to reach the United States. Former ICE Director Tom Homan says our asylum system needs to be revised.
Asylum threshold so low, you just got to say a couple magic words that the criminal organization teach you to say, and you get into the United States and you get released from custody.
Today, President Trump met with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to discuss the journalist who was killed at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Pompeo then spoke about the United States' next step.
We just are going to allow the process to move forward, allow the facts to unfold, and as they unfold, as we make a determination for ourselves about what happened there based on the facts that are presented to us, the United States will determine what the appropriate response might be.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is a gutsy move coming out of Trump and his administration. Requiring drug companies to include prices in their ads. I think it's brilliant, but it may not work and it may not last. So let me tell you what's going on. So drug companies will have to give a list of prices for their products in television ads under a new proposal by the Trump administration that was released earlier this week. The new rule is open for discussion, would affect any drug covered by Medicare or Medicaid. So that's how the government gets to be involved. If you want your drug covered by a government insurance, you have to play by government rules. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar announced the new proposal hours after the lobby group that represents big drug companies and its members would start indirectly mentioning prices in their television ads. Now, the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, or PHRMA, P-H-R-M-A, said its 33 member companies would point viewers to websites that mention the list prices of the drugs they advertise, and that also mentioned what consumers can pay to actually pay for the drugs. So the group said that pharma member companies' direct-to-consumer television advertisements will soon direct patients to information about medicine costs, hallelujah, including the list price of the medicine, out-of-pocket costs, or other context about the potential cost of the medicine and available financial assistance. Azar said it was no coincidence, I guess, that they announced it Monday, because they knew that the Trump administration was going to act. So preemptively, pharma didn't want to start changing the ads, the television ads, saying this is $99.99. But here's the thing. In their defense, they kind of can't. And I'll tell you why in a second. So Azar said they're not buying it. They said, we appreciate their effort, but placing information on a website is not the same as putting it right in an ad. He said, for too long, drug pricing has been like no other market. We will not wait for an industry with so many conflicting and perverse incentives to reform itself. So under this rule, the company is going to have to put in writing the price of a typical course of treatment for drugs like antibiotics, or the 30-day cost of drugs for chronic conditions like high blood pressure or diabetes. Now, pharma said any attempt to force companies to publish prices would violate First Amendment rights of free speech. But Azar said, well, I mean, cars, sticker prices for cars have to be published. A year's worth of the most advertised drugs can cost more than a car. Now, will this work? Well, here's the thing. On one end, and we know some of these drugs can cost $11,000 a month, okay? The problem we have is drug companies and our pharmaceuticals are not always direct to consumer. You have these middlemen involved. And I told you how it works with doctors coming up with their prices and hospitals coming up with their prices. I would have loved to just say, fine, everybody pay me $25 a visit. That's good. $25 a visit. Cash up front. No insurance companies. Well, it doesn't work. I had to basically become an insurance provider. Once you become an insurance provider, you need to pay. A long time ago, we actually had to actually pay to be on the list. You had to pay for billers. You had to pay for extra staff. You had to pay for extra staff to do referrals and authorizations, etc. And then insurance companies would dictate what they're going to pay you. But insurance companies do not pay every claim. I would bill the exact same code on the exact same gender, exact same age on somebody, and Medicaid would pay on one claim and not the other. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So luckily, somebody who came in and paid cash, $90, $100 that day, would cover for my not getting paid for other patients. And I know that's sad, but that's exactly how it works. If you aren't paying for insurance, it may cost you initially more to go to the doctor, but it may actually save you money depending on some of these insurances out there. So when a doctor takes insurance, they are seeing people a lot of times at a loss. And the only way you could do that is if you have people coming in and paying cash or if you have a lot of volume. So when I was getting $2.42 from an insurance company, I was taking one hell of a loss. But it all evened out. Well, same thing with drug companies. If a drug company says, my drug is only $50, I actually want there to be transparency. I think you should know the prices up front before you even walk in the door. This is going to cost this. This is going to cost this. This is going to cost this. I mean, your washer and dryer, you know the price of. Your exterminator, you know the price of. I mean, you get to know the prices up front. Unfortunately, with cars, sometimes they throw extra stuff, and then you're like, what? This is my bill? And that happens all too many times with medicine. But with pharmaceutical companies, they aren't always getting paid either. This has been happening for years, and the government-run insurances are the worst at paying you and reimbursing. So if a drug company gets, let's say, 70% of their cost from an insurance company, and they charge under that, they're going to make less. So if an insurance company says, I'm going to pay you $500 a month for that medicine, then they're going to charge $600 or $700 and then take the write-off, because insurance companies make you do that. But I didn't really want to charge more than $5 for a urinalysis, so I just charged $5. Insurance companies only paid me $5, when insurance companies would have actually paid me $8. So then I moved my urinalysis up to $10. I'm being very honest how it works. Because when you are losing money on so many of your patients, you can't take the risk of losing money when the insurance company is going to pay you more for something that, you know, that could cover something else. So everybody covers their costs with everything else. I mean, when you pay high drug prices, you're paying for their advertising. You're paying for their development. You're paying for their staff. You're paying for their building. You're paying for the coupons. You are paying for the people that can't afford the medicine and the subsidies for it. So they need to make the money on the back end somehow. But if I was an insurance company, if I was a doctor, if somebody said, okay, Dahlia, you have to put your price in a TV ad. Okay, well, I don't practice anymore, but if I did, all right, it's $100 for a visit. With well, how we would do it is we would offer cash discounts to everybody. So you have to treat everybody the same. So everybody would get the same cash discount. So if you don't have insurance, you could get the cash discount or do an economic hardship, and then everybody gets charged the same. So then we would give two prices. That's how we could do it. And so, so people wouldn't have to pay the insurance price. That's how we did that. But it's, you know, sometimes it just doesn't work. And so you can't just on TV say our drug is going to cost $1 a day, because it may not. It may charge less based on an insurance company, or the insurance company may not cover it all, and that person may pay more. So the TV ad is going to have to spend 2 hours explaining to consumers, if your insurance company doesn't dink around and they actually pay us what they promised to, your out-of-pocket cost may be X, Y, and Z. You know, there's a lot of doctors out there, and there's a lot of companies out there saying, look, you fight it out with your insurance company. Just pay us. And you go to your insurance company and fight it out, which I really think should be the way to go. Go to the doctor and pay your $50 or your $100. Go to the pharmacy and pay your $50 or $100 for the medication. And then go tell your insurance company to reimburse you. The problem is patients don't like that. And insurance companies don't like that. But that's one way to be able to come up with one single price. Guys, it's going to cost this. Pay us up front. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have another Salmonella outbreak. I don't understand what the hell is going on. Now we got 92 people sick from chicken. An antibiotic resistant strain of Salmonella bacteria found in raw chicken has now sickened 92 people in over 29 states, according to the CDC. Of those 92 people, 21 have had to be hospitalized. Thank God no one has died. This bacteria can cause vomiting, diarrhea, fever, stomach cramps about 12 to 72 hours after it's ingested. Now, they say usually people recover in about a week without treatment, but it can cause serious infections in some people and require antibiotics and other treatments. If you're if you're under age 5 or over 65, it could be really, really bad. Your immune system, if it's weakened, that could be bad. Salmonella infections are nothing to mess with. Now, this strain of salmonella is called Salmonella infantis, kind of like infant. And they say what's kind of spooky about this one is it's resistant to multiple antibiotics. So this sucker is harder to treat. It doesn't respond to common antibiotics used to treat those infections like Cipro and ceftriaxone, but it can be treated with azithromycin. Now, this azithromycin, that's what's in Z-Packs. Guys, this azithromycin is a wonder antibiotic, but we are overusing it. It can still treat some super gonorrhea. It could treat walking pneumonia. It could still treat some things, but I'm hearing more and more people are saying azithromycin isn't working on me anymore. Well, it's because you've been taking Z-Packs, you know, five times a year for the past 20 years. So far, though, they say this works. The strain has been found in live chickens and a variety of raw chicken products, indicating that it might be widespread in the chicken industry. The CDC is not recommending that people stop eating chicken. If you cook it properly, just cook the damn chicken. I think it's got to be at about 165 degrees, and it's got to you got to cook it to that temperature and make sure it sits at that temperature for a couple minutes. Now, they have not identified any raw chicken products or retailers have been identified in the outbreak. So what we're just telling everybody is to flip and cook your chicken and don't handle raw chicken. So don't reuse utensils, cutting boards for raw food, but you also have to be very careful about washing your raw chicken. If you take that chicken, it's a whole chicken or a chicken leg, and then you splash the water all over it, you're getting salmonella splattered all over the kitchen. So what I would rather you do is almost soak it. Throw the chicken into a pot of water, let it soak, then slowly dump the water out into the sink. Or what you could do is leave the chicken in the pot and then add more water. Wash it in a pot. Just don't let it splashity splash. So according to the CDC, they say chicken breasts, whole chickens, ground poultry, including chicken burgers and chicken sausage, should always be cooked to an internal temperature of 165 degrees to kill harmful germs. Use a meat thermometer to check the temperature in the thickest part of the meat. So you got to stick it in that thigh and heat any leftovers to that temperature as well. Do not give pets raw meat. Now, a big thing we saw last year was people getting sick from their turkey burgers. Now, I don't know about you all, but I like my ground beef burgers pink in the middle. Well, when we tried to get our kids to eat more turkey meat than ground beef, we didn't tell them. We swapped turkey for ground beef. So my husband threw these patties on the grill, and they looked like ground beef patties. The difference is they better be gray and not pink. So there was an outbreak of people getting sick from turkey burgers because the burgers looked the same. Not to mention, people sometimes want to trick their family members into eating more turkey. I've done that with my husband, too. I'll make turkey meatballs. He's like, these meatballs don't taste as good as the ones I make. It's because it's got turkey meat. Duh. But then it has to be gray on the inside, not pink. They say, if you think you might have gotten sick from salmonella and are concerned about symptoms like high fever, bloody diarrhea, or vomiting so severe that you can't keep liquids down, you have got to go to your healthcare provider. Don't try to mess with this on your own. Excuse me, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say obesity surgery may dramatically lower the danger of heart attacks and strokes in patients with diabetes, according to new research. The study tracked about 20,000 severely obese patients with type 2 diabetes. Those who had weight loss surgery had a 40% lower chance of developing a heart attack or stroke. So having weight loss surgery cuts your risk of heart attack and stroke in the 5 years following surgery. For every 1,000 patients in the study who had surgery, they said there were roughly 20 heart attacks or strokes compared to 40, so it halved it. More than 30 million Americans have diabetes, mostly type 2, where the body loses the ability to produce or use insulin to turn the food into energy. Now, we've talked about this. How diabetes works is, well, how the real body works is you eat, food goes down the gullet, kind of like the waiting room. And then the purpose of the body is to absorb the sugar and get it into the cells, get the sugar from the bloodstream. Once it gets absorbed into the rooms, right, the hallway into the rooms, and it needs insulin, the key. In a diabetic, you don't make enough keys sometimes because your pancreas, the organ responsible for that, doesn't make enough keys. Or you got plenty of keys, but there's something pushing against the door. So the sugar can't get from the hallway into the room or the bloodstream into the cell. Fat pushes against the door. So fat causes increased insulin resistance. So if you lose the weight, you are less likely to be diabetic. The only time I've ever heard anybody be cured of diabetes is one, is if they start developing cancer, or two, if they lose the weight considerably. You usually, you know, people will say, nah, you don't really reverse diabetes. You're always technically diabetic. I've seen it reversed. So these surgeries, how do they work? Well, there's a few different types, but it seems to be the most popular one is the gastric sleeve, where the pouch of the stomach, you got the two tubes, the one attaching to the feeding tube and the one attaching to the intestine. Those still stay connected. We don't mess with those like we used to with bypasses. But the pouch, kind of like the bottom of the purse, gets cut and re-sewn. So now you have a smaller pouch. Now here's the only problem. You cannot eat the same as you did pre-surgery. You have to slowly eat less. Otherwise, you're going to start stretching that stomach out, and you've got to work on your mind. Now, in this particular study, they did look at the gastric bypass. Some had gastric sleeve, some had the little gastric band, but the bypass is where they reroute some of the tubing, and it does shrink people's stomach. It's just it's a lot more severe. It's a lot more entail, you know, longer hospital stay, and the gastric sleeve is now becoming the most popular one. Now, obesity surgery can cost about $20,000. Some insurers are slowly starting to cover it. And you want to know what? If an insurance company is smart, they'd cover it. Because the cost of diabetes, the cost of high blood pressure, the cost of heart attack and stroke is more than what an obesity surgery would cost. The problem is we don't really get a lot of numbers of failed obesity surgery. You know, how many people get these bypasses and gain the weight? I've seen some people do it with the older versions. I haven't seen a lot of weight gain with the sleeve. So, if people can stick to a diet and retrain the way they eat, it's tough because every time we lose weight, I lost a few pounds, and what did I do? I had some Coca-Cola the other day. I'm like, okay, I'm good. No, you're not good. Don't fall for that trap. No more soda pop. Cut the carbs. No more chocolate cake. No more French fries. No more potato chips. Maybe you could have it as a treat, and you also have to eat tinier meals, tinier portions, small meals. So, I am a fan of surgery, right? If you've tried everything else and can't lose weight, 1-877-DOCSELLY.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.